before you can own your shit, you have to see it. Most people don't struggle with accountability because they're bad people. They struggle because they're blind to the parts of themselves causing the damage. In fact, research shows that while 95% of people think they're self-aware, only about from 10 to 15% truly are. They're trapped in reaction mode, repeating old wounds, projecting old fears, and calling it personality. This chapter is your mirror. It's not here to shame you, it's here to help you see clearly and to spot the patterns that you've been repeating on autopilot. It's here to help you recognize how your emotional reflexes might be protecting your ego while sabotaging your peace. Because if you can't see it, you can't shift it, and chances are, each of us has more blind spots than we realize. The mirror you've been avoiding. Most people walk through life mistaking their reactions for reality. We often assume our knee-jerk responses are the truth of a situation, when really, they're just our truth, colored by past experiences and biases. People say things like, "I just have a short fuse. I'm just a jealous person. That's just how I was raised." Those statements are shields. Claiming, "That's just how I am," is an excuse that protects you from the discomfort of admitting why you are that way. It's easier to say, "I was born with a temper," than to confront the unresolved anger or hurt beneath it. These kinds of phrases deflect responsibility and keep you from looking deeper. They protect you from having to say, "I have healing to do," which can feel scary or shameful. Real self-awareness asks more of you. It asks you to lower those shields and get curious about yourself. It means looking at what you're doing and honestly naming why you're doing it. For example, you might notice, "I snap at people when I feel ignored because deep down, I'm afraid of not mattering." Self-awareness invites you to question whether the version of you guided by old wounds and reflexes is the person you truly want to be. It's about deciding if your habitual reactions are worth keeping or if they're due for an upgrade. This level of honesty can be uncomfortable, but it's the first step toward any real change. After all, you can't grow out of what you won't even acknowledge.